leaders Thursday on the third stop of his nine-nation tour, the Middle East. Pompeo said the U.S. is pulling out of Syria, but remains steadfast in its determination to fight terrorism. In a speech at the American University in Cairo, he maintained that the U.S. was a force of good in the region, and he never set out to occupy anyone, unlike Iran. He urged American Arab allies, however, to shoulder more responsibility in the fight against terrorism. We get more from correspondent Edward Uranian in Cairo.
During his speech at the American University of Cairo, Pompeo criticized Obama for standing by and taking little or no action as revolutions convulsed the Arab world and the Iranian government repressed popular protests.
What did we learn from all of this? We learned that when America retreats, chaos often follows. When we neglect our friends, resentment builds. And when we partner with our enemies, they advance. The good news is this. The age of self-inflicted American shame is over. And so are the policies that produce so much needless suffering.
Edward Uranian reporting. President Trump has issued a threat Thursday before he headed to the southern border. During his stop in McAllen, Texas, he visited Border Patrol Station for discussion about immigration and border security. AP Washington, Sagar Magani speaks more of this.
On day 20 of the partial shutdown, the president stood along the Rio Grande.
A lot of the crime in our country is caused by what's coming through here.
Telling reporters in southern Texas the need for a wall is clear.
It's all common sense.
And says Democrats know they're losing the fight badly, though they blame him for holding federal workers hostage.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani. This is VOA News. Congo's Catholic Church is challenging the official results of last month's presidential election, saying